Today's Amud is Yavamos Nun Aleph from a Beis. We're holding on Nun Aleph from an Aleph, four lines from the bottom by the words Amar Mar. So says the Gemara Amar Mar, we had mentioned in the Braisa that in a case where Nasan get lezu, the Vav of Nasan should be taken out, Nasan get lezu, we get lezu. So the case was is that Reuven was married to two wives. He was married to Sarah and to Rachel. Reuven died without having any children. So now Sarah and Rachel fall to Shimon. And Shimon gives Sarah a get, and he also gives Rachel a get. So it was machlekes, yesh get achar get, in get achar get. Rabbi Gamliel oimer, that in get achar get. So Rabbi Gamliel says that chaylitz l'rishayna, v'asa b'kroy v'yisea, he still needs to do chalitza to get rid of the zika, he should do chalitza to Sarah, who we already gave the first get to. Sarah, who we gave the first get to, that's who he should do chalitza with, and he'll be usher to her relatives. He's usher to her relatives anyways, because he gave her a get. And then, umutta b'kroy v'yishnia. And in this way, as long as he does the chalitza to Sarah instead of to Rachel, so he'll remain mutter to Rachel's relatives, because since he didn't do chalitza with Rachel, and the get that he gave Rachel was meaningless, because ain't get acher get, the shita of Rabbi Gamliel is ain't get acher get, so Mamela, the best thing to do would be to do chalitza with Sarah, he'll be usher to Sarah's relatives, who he's usher to anyways, and he'll remain mutter to Rachel's relatives, as opposed to the Chachamim argued on Rabbi Gamliel, and the Chachamim say that Yesh get acher get. Memela Shimon anyways is aser to Rachel's relatives because he gave her a get, and now he just has to do chalitza. He can do chalitza to either one. He's anyways aser to both of their relatives. That was the machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. But again, Rabbi Gamliel said to do the chalitza with Sarah was a practical etzatayva. Etzatayva kamashmal on Rashi explained because he's aser to Sarah's relatives anyways, so it would make sense to do the chalitza with Sarah instead of doing the chalitza with Rachel. However, the Gemara notes that there's something problematic with doing the chalitza with Sarah. When he does the chalitza with Sarah, he already gave Sarah a get. Now that he gave Sarah a get, so Yibam is out of the question. When Yibam is out of the question, and someone does chalitza with Yavama, when Yibam is out of the question, the halacha is that the chalitza is viewed as being a chalitza psula. Since the chalitza is viewed as being a chalitza psula, because he did chalitza when Yibam was not an option, so memela, the halacha is any time when there's a chalitza psula, so the halacha is that the yavama has to do a separate chalitza on each and every yavama. So it says the Gemara, leimi tavi tufta de Shmuel. This there, Rabbi Gamliel says, that Shimon could get away with just doing chalitza with Sarah, and he does not have to do chalitza with Rachel. So that seems to be a tufta de Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel. Shmuel is the one who taught us this thing about a chalitza psula, that chalatz of bailas haget. And in this case, where Shimon already gave a get to one of the Yavamais, and then he does chalitza with the balas haget, so it's already a weaker zika, Yibam wasn't an option, so the chalitza is considered a chalitza psula, loy nifter a tzara, such a chalitza doesn't have the kayach to pat to the tzara. Normally when two Yavamais fall to a Yavam, so the Yavam does chalitza with one, and that patters the zika on the entire bias. But when Yibam's not an option, so the zika is weaker, and the Yavam performs chalitza on this, and it's called a chalitza psula. So then that chalitza psula, being that it's a weaker chalitza, it doesn't have the kayach to pat to the tzara. He has to do a separate chalitza on the other yavamis. So how is it? So it says the Gemara that l'chayra, Rabbi Gamliel's statement shows us not like Shmuel. Shmuel's in the Maira. Shmuel can't argue on Rabbi Gamliel. The fact that Rabbi Gamliel says that Shimon could get away with just doing chalitza to Sarah, l'chayra, that shows us not like Shmuel, who said that a chalitza psula doesn't pat to the tzara. Says the Gemara to answer for Shmuel, that Amar Lach Shmuel, Shmuel will tell you that no. Ki Amri Ana Aliba demand Amar Yezika. What is it that I say that there's such a thing called a Chalitza Psula, and that it's a weaker Chalitza, and the Chalitza doesn't have the Kayach to pat to the Tzara? That's only if you're going to hold Yezika. The concept of Chalitza Psula is limited to the Shita who holds Yezika, because since the Zika is weakened after giving the get, since the Zika was weakened, so that's what makes it that Yibam's not an option, and now that Chalitza is called a weaker Chalitza. But if you hold Ein Zika, so then the fact that a get was given doesn't change anything. The fact that it's a Chalitza Psula doesn't change anything. The Chalitza could patter the Tzara. Says Shmuel, I only send my Shita if you hold Yei Zika, and I'll tell you that Rabbi Gamliel Savar Ein Zika. Rabbi Gamliel so holds Ein Zika, so he doesn't prescribe to the whole business, the whole Sugya of Chalitza Psula. That's why he says that Shimon could get away with just doing a chalitza to Sarah. Now the Gemara makes the assumption, says the Gemara, we had a machlekes in the Mishnah and the Braisa between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel said, Ein Maimer, Ein Get Acher Get, and the Chachamim said, Yesh Get Acher Get. Now we're also saying that Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika. So says the Gemara, from the fact that Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika, and Rabbi Gamliel argued with the Chachamim in the Mishnah and in the Braisa, with Rabbi Gamliel Savar Ein Zika, says the Gemara, we could assume that the Rabbanan Savar Yesh Zika, even though it's bad, it's a big assumption, because Meichatesi, that's not necessary for their machlekes, that the Rabbanan are arguing about this Nekuda. Meichatesi, the Rabbanan hold Yesh Zika, and the Gemara's talk are going to fall off on this. It's going to fall off from this. But this is what the Gemara assumes right now. Now, from the fact that Rabbi Gamliel says, Ein Zika, it must be Rabbanan Savri Yesh Zika. Now, what's the problem with that? The problem with that is that the Katani Seifa, it says in the Seifa of the Braisa, it says that this halacha is true. We spoke about a case where there was two Yavamais that fell to one Yavam, but this halacha is true also, V'chein HaTo'imer B'shtei Yavamin V'Yavam HaAchas. The halacha would similarly be true when there's two Yavamin and one Yavama, meaning Reuven was married just to Sarah. Reuven died. So now Sarah falls to Shimon and to Levi. And Shimon went ahead and gave Sarah a get. And then Levi went ahead and gave Sarah a get. And according to the Chachamim, Yesh get achar get. So both of the gittin have a shame get. Shimon and Levi are both usher to Sarah's relatives. And then, and the halacha is going to be that they need to do chalitza. How many? It says v'chein, so it sounds like it's the same halacha. Just like in the Reisha, only one chalitza was necessary. It sounds like in the Seifa as well, that only one chalitza is going to be necessary. What's the problem with that? Is that it comes out, you're telling me that even though the two Yavamin already gave a get, so the chalitza that each one's going to do, theoretically would do, would be a chalitza psula, they only need one chalitza. So that seems to be going against the statement of Rav. Rav taught us that chalitza psula, that anytime you have a chalitza psula, like in this case, where chalitza is being done after a get, when Yibam is not in the picture anymore. So Rav taught us that anytime you have a chalitza psula, so then all the Yavamin involved have to do chalitza, even though normally one Yavam does chalitza on behalf of all the brothers. When you have a chalitza psula, so Rav said that all the brothers have to do chalitza. So this braisa of the Chachamim seems to be saying not like Rav. It's a kash on Rav. Rav's an amira until he's not. But generally, Rav's an amira. He's not going to argue on the Tana. So how are we going to reconcile this? Especially if we're assuming that the Chachamim hold Yeshika, because if Rav Gamliel holds Ein Zika, the Chachamim say Yeshika, they should be prescribing according to Rav. They should be prescribing to the idea of chalitza psula. If so, how could the Chachamim say that only one of them needs to do chalitza? So says the Gemara to answer for Rav, that Amar Lach Rabbi Bar Avuna, who said this halacha in the name of Rav, of chalitza psula, that all the Yavamin have to do chalitza, he'll tell you that Bein Rabbi Gamliel, Bein Rabbanan, Savri Ein Zika, that it's not true, there's no machlekes about Zika. It could be everybody, Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, all hold that Ein Zika. They have a very localized machlekes. It's just about a get acher get, or maimer acher maimer, whether the second pula, either the second maimer or the second get, whether it has any significance. But when it comes to Zika, so it could be they both agree that ain't Zika. Says the Gemara now a new question. We mentioned in the Braisa, that Amar Mar, we had said, that Aser maimer bezu, umaimer bezu, again, the case is that Sarah and Rachel fell to Shimon, and Shimon does maimer with Sarah, and then he does Maimer with Rachel. So Rabbi Gamliel Shita is that Ein Maimer Acher Maimer. So says Rabbi Gamliel Leimer, Nice saying Get Lerishayna. He needs to give a get only to Sarah. He does not need to give a get to Rachel. The Maimer that he did with her was irrelevant. It wasn't the real Maimer. Even though Maimer requires a get, that wasn't a Maimer. So he doesn't need to give a get to Rachel. He only needs to give a get to Sarah. And then once he gives that get, that undoes the Maimer. Now there's still the regular Zika, the Chaylitzla. So he has to do Chalitza. And says Rabbi Gamliel as like an Eitz HaTaiva that he should do the Chalitza to Sarah, to the same woman that he did the Maimer with. And then the Aser B'Krei Vaiseha, and it'll be Aser to her relatives, which he's Aser to anyways because he gave her a get. Umutter B'Krei Vaishnia, but at least by doing the Chalitza with Sarah, so he'll remain Mutter to Rachel's relatives. As opposed to if he did the Chalitza with Rachel, now he'll be Aser to both of their relatives. Sarah because he gave her a get, and Rachel because he gave her Chalitza. So it would be smarter for him to do the Chalitza with Sarah, and in this way, at least he's only going to be usher to Sarah's relatives, who he's usher to anyways through the get, and it'll remain mutter to Rachel's relatives. That's what the Braisa had said. Now ask the Gemara, Michti, wait a second. Kasavar Rabbi Gamliel, a Maimer achar Maimer. The sheet of Rabbi Gamliel, which the Braisa's Gufa coming to explain, is that Ein Maimer achar Maimer. The Maimer that Shimon does with Rachel is insignificant. That's not a real Maimer. If so, it comes out that really, for all halachic purposes, Shimon did Maimer with Sarah, and that's the end of the story. So far, where all that happened halachically is that Shimon did Maimer with Sarah, and then he did something funny. He gave a ring to Rachel. It was weird. He gave her a present. It was weird, very weird. He gave a random girl a present, but it wasn't Maimer. It wasn't Maimer. He only did halachically. He did Maimer with Sarah. That's the end of the story halachically. If so, ask the Gemara, Estam, a cash on the Braisa. The Gemara, Rishayna Nami Tesiabim. Why does the Braisa say that Shimon has to then give her again and do Chalitza? Why can't he marry her? Why can't he marry Sarah? Bishlam, if you go like the Chachamim, that Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer, the Maimer, when Shimon gave Rachel the ring that has significance, it's called a Maimer. If so, through doing Maimer with Rachel, so that Maimer now assers Shimon to Sarah. Fine, that makes a lot of sense. That's why the Braisa speaks about doing Chalitza. But according to Rabbi Gamliel, that Ein Maimer Acher Maimer, now when Shimon gave the ring to Rachel, it was just Stam giving her a present. It wasn't Kiddushin, it wasn't Maimer, because Ein Maimer Acher Maimer. So then all he did was Maimer with Sarah. If he did Maimer with Sarah, why can't he be Miyabim Sarah? Why does the Braisa discuss Chalitza? Why can't he do Yibam? Especially if you hold like the Chachamim, Mitzvah's Yibam Kaidemes. So why wouldn't the Braisa discuss Yibam? Why is it forcing him into Chalitza? So says the Gemara, even though technically it's true, Midar Raisa, he could do Yibam, but Gzeira Dilma Asi Liavu Melishnia. Chazal made a Gzeira that in such a case, where there was a case of Maimer Acher Maimer, even if you're Rabbi Gamliel who says that the second Maimer was halachically insignificant, Lamaisa, if we say that Shimon's allowed to do Yibam with Sarah, he might end up doing Yibam with Rachel, because what's the difference? I'm doing Yibam with Sarah even though I did a Maimer with Rachel, so I could do Yibam with Rachel even though I did Maimer with Sarah. He may not realize that no, the Maimer that he did with Rachel was insignificant, and that's why we're allowing him to be Miyabim Sarah. He might not realize that. He might just say that, oh, I guess it's Mutter to be Miyabim Sarah, so must also be Mutter to be Miyabim Rachel. We, in order to prevent that, we say that in such a case, he's not allowed to be Miyabim Sarah, he's going to have to do Chalitza. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan makes an observation. He says that Rabbi Gamliel ube Shammai, Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, Rabbi Nechemya, all of these Tanayim, kulhu sfira luhu, the Maimer kaina kinyan gamer, all of them hold that Maimer is a real kinyan. Now what does it mean it's a real kinyan? It's not a kinyan daraisa, mi daraisa, it's just Yibam. So what does it mean? The Maimer is Kaina Kinyan Gummer? Rashi says, Loi Gummer Mamish El Kinyan Chashev. All these Tanayim we're going to see, the Gemara is going to show Makairis for each one. They all give a lot of strength to Maimer. They view Maimer very strongly. It's not just Tam Maimer. Maimer is viewed as like a Kinyan Chashev. What's the Raya? What are the Makairis? All these Shitas hold that Maimer is a Kinyan Chashev. Now Taisus points out, Lav Dafka, does each Shita agree with the other one? In different ways, each one, in different contexts, gives a lot of chashivas to the Maimer. But not necessarily is it the same, and not necessarily does any Tana hold like the other Tanaim. Says the Gemara, what are we referring to? Rabbi Gamliel is Hadamara. Rabbi Gamliel is easy. It's like what we just explained, like Abaye explained on an Aleph from an Aleph, that Rabbi Gamliel who holds Ein Maimer, Acher Maimer, it's because he holds that Maimer is Kain, a Kinyan Chashuv. It's because the first Maimer already did a lot. Since the first Maimer already did a lot, so now there's no Makayim anymore for a second Maimer. So the fact that Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Maimer, Acher Maimer, that shows you that Maimer is Kain, a Kinyan Gomer, it's a Kinyan Chashuv. That's Rabbi Gamliel. Beis Shammai, where do we see that Beis Shammai holds that Maimer is kind of Kinyan Gomer? Did not, like we learned, that Shleisha Achin, you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim mehem nesuin l'shtei achayis. And two of them are married to two sisters. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. Ve'achad mufna. And Levi is single. Levi's not married to anyone. Now, one of the brothers dies, not just any of the brothers, one of the brothers who's married to one of the sisters, meaning Lafuke Levi, one of the brothers that we'll call Reuven. Reuven now dies, so now Rachel falls to Yibam, not to Shimon, because Shimon is married to Achis Ishtai. Shimon is married to Leah, so Rachel's Achis Ishtai, so Rachel's not gonna fall to Shimon, but Rachel's gonna fall to Levi. So now Rachel falls to Yibam to Levi, and what happens is Va'asa b'mufna Maimer. So Levi goes and he does Maimer with Rachel. Va'achar kach meis achiv hasheni, and then the other brother Shimon dies. So now Leah falls to Yibam, but does Leah fall to Levi? That's the question. Levi did Maimer to Rachel, so is Leah still going to fall to him? So says Beishame oimrim ishta imai, that the Levi's allowed to stay married to Rachel because he did Maimer with her. Va'alizu teitzei mishum achis isha, and Leah is going to go free because she's achis ishtai. So you see that Beishame is giving a lot of chashivas to the Maimer. The fact that Levi did Maimer with Rachel is going to make it that now Rachel is no longer considered Achai Ziku Kasai, even though now Leah falls to Levi. Rachel's not going to be called Achai Ziku Kasai, Levi's mother to Rachel. And also Leah's not going to require anything. Leah's not going to fall to Levi, also Achai Ishtai, even though all Levi did with Rachel was Maimer. They didn't do Yibam. So you see, Beis Shammai gives a lot of chashivas to the Maimer. So that's Beis Shammai. Reb Shimon, where do we see the Reb Shimon? Now, Reb Shimon holds that Maimer is kind of Kinyan Gomer. Reb Shimon Ditani, we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa is discussing a case where a lady, Mrs. Reuven, falls to Yibam, to Shimon and Levi, but Shimon and Levi are both 9 years old. So they're Ketanim. Now, 9 year old, Chazal established that their Yibam is considered kosher, even though they're only 9 years old, and their Bia Midaraisa L'chaira is not considered, it wouldn't be considered a Yibam. Still, Midrabanan, the Chazal said that a 9 year old has Yibam. They said that it's like Maimer. They said that it works like Maimer. What happened was, is that Mrs. Reuven fell to Shimon and Levi, and they, for whatever reason, they assumed that Mrs. Reuven is supposed to do Yibam with both of them. They're both 9-year-olds, Shimon and Levi. So Shimon was first Miyabe Mrs. Reuven, and then Levi was Miyabe Mrs. Reuven. So says the Reb Shimon, so Amar Luhu Reb Shimon L'Chachamim, Reb Shimon said to the Chachamim, that Mimanivshach, that in Bias Rishon Bia, if we're going to consider Shimon's Bia to be a good Bia, so then Bias Sheni ain't a Bia. So then he already did the Yibam, and Mamela Shimon, and then Mamela Levi's Yibam will be insignificant. And in Bias Rishain Einabia, and if Shimon's Yibam was not considered good because he's only 9 years old, so you're invalidating that Bia, so then Bias Sheini Nami Einabia. So then when Levi was Miyabimer, so Levi's Bia was also not a good Bia. Mimanev Shach, that's gonna be the halacha, that Levi's definitely not gonna be married to Mrs. Reuven, and Shimon will be Mutter. Either he already did Yibam, or at least nobody did Yibam. Now wait a second. Habias Ben Tesha, the Kemaimer Shavie Rabbanan. Bias Ben Tesha, the Chazal equated it with Maimer. Ukama Reb Shimon ain't a Bia. And Reb Shimon says that if Shimon already did the Bia, and you're telling me that it's valid, it's like Maimer, so then Levi's Bia is not a Bia, meaning ain't Maimer Acher Maimer, ain't Bia Acher Bia. So you see that even though the Bias Ben Tesha is only like a Maimer, so really, in essence, this is like a case of Maimer Acher Maimer. And Reb Shimon says in cases of Maimer Acher Maimer, that the second Maimer is not significant. So you see, it must be because the first one was so significant, that's why the second one doesn't work. Again, you see the Maimer is kinda a Kinyan Gomer. Ben Azai, where do you see that Ben Azai holds? The Maimer is kinda Kinyan Gomer. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Ben Azai Omer. Ben Azai says that Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer. Ben Azai is like the Kasav Ashlishim Achir Beinayhem in the Machlekes of Gamli on the Chachamim. Ben Azai says that Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer Beshnei Yavamin, Yavam Achas, Vei Maimer Acher Maimer Beshnei Yavamis, Yavam Echad. He differentiates between a case of Levi and Shimon and Levi, who Sarah falls to Shimon and Levi, and such a case where there's one Yavamin, two Yavamin, so then Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer. Chazal gave an independent kayach of doing maimer to both Shimon and Levi, so yesh maimer achar maimer in such a case. However, that when it comes to shtei yavamis v'yavam echa, when it comes to Sarah and Rachel falling to Shimon, two yavamis and one yavam, so then ein maimer achar maimer. So then Shimon doesn't have the kayach to do two different maimers. Each maimer, with the first maimer already is a kinyan gomer. There's no makim anymore for a second maimer. So again, you see that Ben Azai holds that maimer is kind of kinyan gomer, at least in one aspect. Reb Nechemya, where do you see that Reb Nechemya holds Maimer is kind of kinyan gomer? So Reb Nechemya, we had in our Mishnah, said, that Reb Nechemya Omer, that achas bi'ila v'achas chalitza, it doesn't matter, both when it comes to yibam, when it comes to bia, and also when it comes to chalitza, bein b'tchila, bein b'emtza, bein b'saif, it doesn't matter if that's the first thing that the Yavam did, or if he did it in the middle, or at the end, let's say it was maimer, yibam, gah, maimer, gah, yibam, it doesn't matter what order he did it in, as long as at some point in there was a yibam, so the halacha is ein achareha klum, so there's not gonna be anything that's required afterwards, meaning that the yibam is kainet. Even though the Yibam was a Yibam Sula, when it's done B'emtza, when it's done B'saif, after Get, let's say, if it was Get and then Yibam, so the Yibam was a Yibam Sula, where it was Maimer and then Yibam through a different Yavam or with a different Yavama, also it's a Yibam Sula, still the Yibam is considered Kasher and Ein Achareha Klum, even though it's a Yibam, it's a Bia Psula. Now wait a second, V'Bia Psula, the K'maimer Shavye Rabbanan. We know that the Bia Psula is considered with the strength, it has the strength of like a Maimer, the Gemara compared it on an Aleph and Aleph. There was slight differences, but more or less, it's considered the same. A Bia Psula is considered like a Maimer. Ukatani ein achareha klum. And Reb Nechemya says that once that Bia is done, once there's that Yibam, that Bia Psula, which has the strength of Maimer, so then nothing else afterwards has any taikif, has any strength, because the Maimer was so strong. So you see that Maimer is kaine kinyan gomer. So that's the last sheet on the list of all the different Tanayim who hold that Maimer is kaine kinyan gomer. Just to do a few more lines. So the Mishnah had said, Ketzad, Asa, Maimer, V'chulu, was like a very misleading wording of the Mishnah. Like we pointed out when we learned the Mishnah spoke about the Machlekes, about whether or not there's Get Achar Get, Maimer Achar Maimer, or Ein Get Achar Get, and Ein Maimer Achar Maimer, the Machlekes are Begamli on the Chachamim. And then the Mishnah said, Ketzad. What's the case? So you're expecting it to be a case of get ach again and maimer ach maimer. It happens to be, we had a brisa which said, which elaborated on these cases. That was the brisa at the end of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. But the Mishnah, when it says Ketzad, is not really going back on the ratio. The Mishnah then says Ketzad, and it speaks about doing maimer and then get, or get and then maimer with two different pulais. When you have one yavam and one yavama, what's the halacha when he does get and then maimer, maimer, then get, and all the different pulais, all mixing them all up. Yibam, Chalitza, Get, and Maimer. So the Ketzah doesn't seem to be going back on the Reish of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had just spoken about Ein Get Achar Get, or Yesh Get Achar Get, and then it has a Ketzah, and then it speaks about something else entirely. So that's what the Gemara over here points out and asks. The Mishnah had said, Ketzah, Dasa, Maimer, V'chulu, Hai Get Achar Get, who? Ask the Gemara, that's a Ketzah, that's a case of Get Achar Get? That's not a case of Get Achar Get. The Mishnah doesn't read. It talks about Get Achar Get, then it says Ketzah, and then it talks about Get after Maimer, Maimer Achar Get. It doesn't talk about Get Achar Get. So I'm Rav Yehuda Hachik Amar. Rav Yehuda explains that this is what the Mishnah means to say. That Get Achar Get U Maimer Achar Maimer that we spoke about in the Reisha Kedah Amaran. That, the Ketzad for that is like we already said elsewhere, is in a Braisa, Rashi says. That's the Braisa on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. So therefore the Mishnah said, we're not going to get into that now. That we already have. But Yavam Echad Vivama Achas Ketzad HaTarasan. But when you have a case of one Yavam one and one Yavama, and he does different pulais, so Ketzad HaTarasan, so what do they have to do now? That's what the Mishnah was saying Ketzad about. And then the Mishnah goes on to say that Asa Maimer Biavimtai. and then v'nasan l'ket, if let's say Shimon, Sarah falls to Shimon, and Shimon did maimer, and then he gave her a get, so now it's yuchei menu chalitza, so now the answer will be that they'll have to still do chalitza. And the Mishnah goes on to say all the different combinations and cases and what the heter is then going to be. But that's how you read the Mishnah. The ketzad is not going back on the resha. That ketzad we have in the brisa. The ketzad of the Mishnah is going ketzad hatarasa when you have one yavam and one yavama, and they do all the different types of mixtures of pulais.